Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Hopefully everyone's doing wonderful, enjoying the great weather we have here in Oklahoma. You know, it is what it is. It's Oklahoma. For some of you who are here going to Bible school, I always tell everybody that before you come to Oklahoma, you should be sure to watch the movie Twister, and that's what it's like. Maybe not, but anyway, the reason I'm saying all this is because, as we've been going through these storms the last few days, it kind of reminded me about Jesus and what Jesus did in the middle of the storm. And it is interesting. I don't know how many of you have dogs. We have dogs. I know we have our own dogs. We have foster dogs at our house. And it's interesting because watching the storms and watching our dogs, we notice that different dogs act differently in the middle of the storm. I got a dog. It's a blue tick hound dog named Greta. He's my dog. I don't know why the dog chose me. But anyway, that dog, there was lightning, there was thunder. That dog didn't ever move. Didn't ever move. And actually, it was laying on the foot of my bed, on top of my feet, and it never moves. And we got other dogs freaking out like crazy. They just don't know what to do when they hear thunder and lightning. And here's the deal. What it kind of reminded me of people. People do different things when they face storms, because some people have no clue what to do, and other people just rest knowing that God is in control and everything's going to be okay. I've actually been reading online a number of people, talk about how they've been having anxiety the last couple of days as storms come through and things like that. I haven't had any anxiety at all. In fact, doesn't ever bother me. It's kind of a normal thing in Oklahoma. Now we need to understand the difference between a tornado warning and a tornado watch. Here in Oklahoma, we have tornadoes are quite common. For some of you that are watching online, we live in the tornado capital of the universe, it seems. And so we have a thing called a tornado watch. That means it's time for you to go onto your porch and watch and see if you find this tornado. It means that there might be a tornado. Now, a tornado warning means they spotted one, and you might want to kind of prepare for that, all right? It's a little bit different than a tornado watch. And so some people just freak out if they hear the word tornado, But the thing about it is, now here's the great thing, is that we actually have technology now, and that we can figure out when the storm's coming, and we can actually watch them. Our good friend Travis Meyer, many of you know Travis, he turns the lights on here at Rhema during our Christmas light season. During this time of year, Travis gets a lot of TV time. He's on, him and his storm trackers, and they're out there talking about what's going on, and they're tracking the storm, and people like us, we're just following it, because what else we can't do? Nothing else is on TV besides the weatherman. But we know when the storm's coming. But, in life, we don't always know when the storm's coming. We don't always know, it can seem like everything is calm and nothing's going on. And all of a sudden, boom, you're in the middle of a storm. And that's kind of what happened, here with the disciples. And we're reading, I'm going to read from Mark chapter 4, verses number 35. I'm going to read from the NLT version, where Jesus and his disciples encountered a storm. Now, you understand that Jesus and his disciples didn't have the modern day weather equipment that we had. So they might have not known that there was going to be a storm. I don't know if they did, or I don't know if they didn't. I don't know, because it is interesting, because I'm going to go ahead and read this whole thing, and then we'll go back and talk about it. It says, verse 35, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. All right. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the wave, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they ask each other. "Even the winds and waves obey him." Now, the interesting part about it is the first thing that Jesus said is, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." Now, that wasn't, you know, like, "Well, I just hope that we're going to make it to the other side of the lake." He didn't say that. He didn't say, "Let's just see if we're going to get to the other side." He said, "We're going to the other side." That was a commandment. Yeah. We're going to the other side. So when Jesus spoke those words, "We're going to the other side," that should have meant, "Hey guys, we're going to make it to the other side." Now also too, we obviously know, maybe the disciples didn't, it wasn't Jesus' time to die. All right, there was no cross in the middle of the lake. It wasn't going to be the end. So, you know, they're not going to drown. They're going to make it. Now, you know what? My point is, I say it all the time, it's going to be okay. You are going to make it. You have to have that attitude no matter, you know, if you know there's a storm coming or not. Now, the disciples, you know, when Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side," everything was probably pretty nice, pretty calm, because it says that Jesus went in the back of the boat, fell asleep. Now, you know, you understand that Jesus was not on a cruise ship, okay? I just want to understand, you know, the way I understand it was one of those outside boats, you know, where, you know, I don't think he was in the back of the, you know, some cabin or anything. He was just laying there sleeping in the middle of a storm. It was like, no problem. Why? Because he said, "We're going to the other side." You know, do you not think that he meant it? Just like he said to the fig tree, "No man eat fruit of him ever again." And, you know, they didn't. Man, if, you know, when Jesus says something, it's better than Simon. You know, Simon says, I don't know if you ever played that game as a kid. You know, this is Jesus Christ. This is not Simon, some invented person who I have no clue who Simon really is. You know, the only Simon I know was actually on American Idol as a judge. And I'm not sure what he knew. But, you know, but I don't know why. Does anyone know why we would play that game as a kid? Simon says, you know, if Simon didn't say, you got out. But when Jesus says something, he means it. So when he said, "Let's go to the other side," he meant we're going to go to the other side no matter what's going to take place. No matter what's going to take place, because a lot of times, you know, we go by what's going on all around about us. You know, and so it says that Jesus got in the boat. He was tired, so he went and fell asleep. Now, while he was sleeping in the back of the boat with his head on a cushion, it says pillow in the New King James. So I guess he was pretty comfortable. I'm not sure it was a My Pillow or not, but you know, his head was on a pillow, you know, just sleeping away. And the disciples woke him up and says, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" See, that's the thing about it is when they got in the middle of the storm, their first thought was, "We are going to drown." See, you need to quit thinking like that. Quit thinking the negative. See, it's just like, you know, some people say that they're afraid of heights. They're not afraid of heights. They're afraid of falling. All right. You know, the thing about it is, do you realize, I mean, obviously we've been going through storms and been lightning and thunder. Do you know the chances of you being hit by lightning? You know how rare that would be for you to get hit by lightning? Even the chances of actually you being hit by a tornado is fairly rare. But see, we always think about the most negative thing that could happen to us whenever we're going through something instead of thinking about, you know what, it's going to be okay. Now, not only is it going to be okay, is we know who's with us in the middle of the storm. Do you realize these disciples had Jesus Christ personally in their boat? Personally. I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, how are we going to drown with Jesus in here? But they didn't even realize the power he possessed, or they didn't realize who he was, even though they hung out with him every day. Even though they've seen the miracles, they really didn't realize. And what I want you to know, do you realize the power that we possess on the inside of us because Jesus Christ is on the inside of us? Do we realize the power that we possess? And do we realize that you know what? Storms, you know, like the last couple of days, I mean, you hear a bunch of noise, you know, thunder, lightning. I mean, you know, it looks like it's bad, but it's just a bunch of noise. The devil's out to put a bunch of noise in your life. Now, you know, obviously every once in a while we hear about damage, but mostly it's just a bunch of noise that's going on just to scare us or scare some people. But, you know, we need to be grounded in the Word. And we need to know that it's going to be okay. So when Jesus woke up, it says he rebuked the winds and the waves. He basically said, you know, here in the New Living says, silence, be still. But, you know, he just says, stop. And it did. It says, the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Why was there a great calm? Because Jesus spoke the words. Now, you know, the other side about it is that this is one of the times where Jesus was a little bit frustrated. Now, we see one time he was frustrated. He went and turned over all the money changers things. But he got frustrated with his disciples, like, why did you wake me up? You know, we've all been there whenever, you know, we were sleeping really good and we got woken up. But his disciples like, well, how can you sleep good in the middle of a storm? Because I know we're making it to the other side. You know, we can be at peace even in the middle of our storms because Jesus Christ is with us. The Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know, and so we can have peace even when everybody else doesn't have peace. It doesn't matter if everybody else is going through a storm. You know, it doesn't matter that the other people or like some of my dogs are freaking out. You can still have peace in spite of them freaking out. Now, the thing about it is, like I said, the disciples, I'm assuming, had no clue that there was a storm coming. But, I mean, how many times have we gone through life and we wake up one day and everything seems to be, you know, awesome, and then at some point in time during the day, a storm hits you. You know, I don't mean a physical storm. I mean, you know, a storm of life. All right, you know, because a physical storm, like we see on the outside, you probably had a warning. Except for this morning when my wife got mad at me this morning because I don't know why I'm supposed to be the weatherman, you know, whatever. She goes, "You didn't tell me we were going to have thunder and lightning this morning." I'm like, because I didn't look at the weather because I didn't really care, you know, but the thing about it is I'm supposed to always look in advance to see if we're going to have any storms so she can calm her dogs down. You know, it's not my fault. You know, I'm not here to look at the weather all the time. I don't really worry about the storms. I don't really worry about anything because I know who's with me. And the deal is, what I'm going to tell you, in life, you're going to face storms that you never thought that you were going to have. And you might feel like that storm's going to overcome you, just like the disciples says, hey, we're going to drown. But I want you to understand that you are not going to drown. That you're not going to go under if you realize who's with you. But you know what? If you feel you're going to drown, then your faith is not in God. You're worried about something because you don't realize what you have. If we realize what we have, we wouldn't be worried about it. I mean, you know, you would be able to sleep like Jesus slept. You would be able to have peace in the middle of the storm. You know, and I think that that's what we have to understand, that a lot of times people just think, well, I'm a Christian, so if a storm comes, Jesus should do something about my storm. You know, and I think that's what the disciples thought. Well, why is Jesus not doing anything? He's just sleeping and we're dying. You know, here's the deal, is Jesus is there to be with you in the middle of the storm, but he's not going to do anything unless you ask him. You know, he's not going to raise a hand and do anything. He said, I'm with you. I'm here to help you, you know, but only believe. In fact, I was reading this, or I like to read this from the this account here in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, reading from the Passion Translation. says some things that I really like. Luke 8, the Passion Translation, verse 22, says, one day Jesus says to his disciples, let's go get in a boat and go across to the other side of the lake. So they set sail, and soon Jesus fell asleep. But a fierce wind arose and became a violent squall that threatened to swamp their boat. Alarmed, the disciples woke Jesus up and said, Master, Master, we're sinking. Don't you care? We're going to drown. With great authority. So Jesus wasn't just like joking around. With great authority, Jesus rebuked the howling wind and surging waves, and instantly they became calm. Then Jesus said to them, why are you fearful? Have you lost your faith in me? That's interesting. He said, have you lost your faith in me? Do you know who I am? Do you know who's in the boat with you? Do you understand? I'm with you. I'm there. It's going to be okay. Now, I understand, maybe it's hard for us because we don't physically see Jesus. The disciples, they physically had Jesus in their boat. I mean, they could look over, and say, well, there's Jesus. He's going to sleep. I'm going to be okay. You know what? But we have him on the inside. All right, and I realize that we're going to face storms in life that we feel like we're drowning. We feel like there is no way out. But I tell you what, only believe. I mean, you're going to make it. You're going to get through this storm. And I don't care how bad you think it seems, it doesn't matter about what you think. It doesn't matter about what it looks like. Faith calls things that are not as though they are. I mean, you need to, I guess in lack of a better term, thinking about, you should see a pretty blue sky in the middle of your storm. You're like, well, how can I do that? Because I know who's with me. I know what to do. I don't have to have any anxiety. I don't have to freak out. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. I'm here to tell you, you're going to get to the other side of any storm you'll ever face if you trust in him. But I am going to tell you, you will face storms in life. I know a lot of people want to tell you once you become a Christian, you face no storms in life. I mean, it'll all be smooth sailing. I'm here to tell you, you'll face storms. I mean, that's what the devil is trying to put any kind of wind and wave and anything against you. He's trying to stop you from fulfilling God's call for your life. But it's up to you to decide, you know what, devil? There is nothing that you can do. Nothing means no thing. There's no thing that you can do to stop me from fulfilling God's call in my life. I'm going to get through this situation, whether it's a physical situation, a financial situation, or whatever it might be. You're going to make it through because the greater one is on the inside of you. And see, the thing about it is we need to look from a different perspective. Quit looking at what's all around about you and look at him. You're going to make it. You're going to get through this. It kind of reminds me of a scripture over in Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41, 10, I'll read it from the New King James Version. It says, fear not, for I am with you. That's a mouthful. It says, do not be afraid, for I'm with you. You know what? That means I'm with you always. I'm with you in the peaceful times. I'm with you in the storms of life. I'm with you when everything seems awesome. I'm with you when it looks like you're not going to make it. I'm always with you. And you have to understand that. And sometimes you might even have to tell yourself he's with you. Because, sometimes it doesn't seem that. Anyway, it goes on to say, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know what? You're going to make it because God is with you always. And so sometimes we, in our own mind, when things are going great, we know God's with us. Like, look how good God is. God is so good. I mean, you see a lot of people on, you know, on social media, they'll put a lot of testimony, man, God is good, he's great, all of a sudden, and then a storm in life happens, and then they're complaining, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Please pray for me, or send some good vibes my way, or whatever they're saying on I'm not sure what good vibes, you know, is going to help you, like. Well, I'm going to give you some good vibes. Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, died on a cross. He took care of all your situations. Whenever he said it is finished, he was trying to say, you know what, all your problems, all your situations is finished. Now you've been given authority over those situations yourself. You can speak to your own wind. You can speak to your own waves. You're going to make it. You're going to get through this. You know what? Those are good vibes. Good vibes is understanding our authority in life and understanding, you know what? The devil is out there to take us out, but you know what? We're going to get through this. Every time. It doesn't matter if we're in the middle of a tornado, in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of whatever. It doesn't matter if everybody else is being wiped out around about you. You can trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I mean, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and they're all talking about, you know, it just seems that the whole world's going, you know, just going crazy or whatever, and they might be. Of course, the Bible says in the last days that's going to happen, but it doesn't matter. God is good. God's going to take care of us. We're going to make it. We should have a good attitude. I try to have a good attitude every day in life. Why should I not have a good attitude? How can I be depressed when the greater one lives on the inside of me? I mean, you know, how can I be a depressed person? I'm only depressed because I don't realize what's on the inside of me. And I don't even know that I know how good God really is and how much that he really wants me to you know, do awesome things. And you know, so many times that we're so, you know, we have these storms and we have these situations and we just don't know what to do. And I know I read this the other day, but I'm going to read it again in Philippians 4:6. And because a lot of people have been saying how they're pretty anxious. So I'm going to read in the New King James. It says, be anxious for nothing. That says, you know, if you have anxiety about anything, the Bible tells you, you shouldn't have anxiety. Well, wait, so, you know, I mean, because do you realize anxiety has become a national problem in America? In fact, I read a report a couple of years ago about the number, even a number of children now on anxiety medication because they don't know how to face life. Well, you know, my grandfather taught me at a young age, you know, that what does the word say? Well, the word says, be anxious for nothing. That means to not have any anxiety about anything, whether it's a storm, it doesn't matter what kind of problem I might face, I shouldn't have any anxiety about it. If I have the anxiety about it, that means I don't really know how good my God is and how much he wants, you know, he wants to take care of that situation. You know, because the Bible says, don't be anxious, you know, for nothing, and nothing means no thing. There's no thing that should ever make you anxious. And if there is something that is making you anxious, then you need to do the rest of the scripture. What do you need to do, Craig? Well, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So you know what? Tell God what you need. I mean, if you're, that's what it says in the New Living Translation. It says, in fact, I'll just read it because it might be easier. The New Living, which I like to translate, it says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. All right? I mean, how hard is that? Instead of getting all anxious about it, say, God, this is what I need. Well, you know, going back to physical storms, if you need a tornado not to hit your house, then tell him, hey, God, I don't want the tornado to hit my house. All right, if that's what's making you anxious, then just say, tell him, that's what I need. All right? You know, now, there are a lot of things you might need, so tell him. Tell him. You know, we have not because we ask not. I mean, you know, instead of getting anxious about it, let him know your needs. This is what I need. Now, you know, a lot of times people, whenever they pray, they want to have these, you know, spiritual prayers. You know, the Bible says this, tell him what I need. It's not really that spiritual. I'm just saying, God, this is what I need. This is how I pray. I guess I pray like I normally talk. For some reason, I know some people, when they pray, they put on some kind of spiritual voice or whatever. I don't. I mean, you know, I talk to God just like I would talk to my own earthly father. You know, and you know, like especially growing up and even being older and stuff in life. I mean, if there's things that I need and I know my father has the wherewithal to help me, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not afraid to ask my father if, you know, I know we use the words, can I borrow $100, but I'm never going to give it back. So I just said, can I steal $100 from you? Might as well tell him that, you know, and I know my dad has the wherewithal to give it to me, you know, but the thing about it is our God has the wherewithal to give anything that you need. There is no limit with God. You know, your parents may, you know, there might be a limit on what they can do to help you. And, you know, in some things in life, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It's not going to take care of that situation. It's not about money. But you know what? Whatever you need, ask him and he'll give it to you. But you know what? The Bible says that whenever we ask, and I'll go back to the New King James. It says that after we ask him, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. So after we ask him, then we have peace. But you understand, we're having peace. It doesn't say once we get the answer, we have peace. It says once we ask him, we have peace. And see, that's what a lot of people are saying. Well, I'll have peace once this need's met. No, you should be able to sleep in your boat even when the winds and waves are going on, because it's going to be okay. You can have that. That's the kind of peace that Jesus had in the middle of his storm. He had the peace that passes all understanding. What does that mean, Craig? That means you can't understand why you'll have peace, because anybody else in their right mind wouldn't have peace during that situation. But you're not in your right mind. You're in Jesus' mind. You have the mind of Christ. All right, but because your natural mind is going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to drown. But it's not about your natural mind. It's about listening to the inside. The inside says, you know what, the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. Only believe. It's going to be okay. I'm going to make it. Doesn't matter how bad the storm is. It doesn't matter how much water my boat's filling up with. What matters is who else is in the boat. You have Jesus in your boat. You realize that you cannot get away from Jesus. Do you realize that? Even the Bible even says, you know, even yet a sinner, he's knocking at the door of our heart, trying to get us to let him in. I mean, you know, he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. In fact, to let you know, my lab sermon when I preached at Rhema, actually, I preached it before I preached in a lab, but it was called You're Never Alone. And talking about the movie Home Alone, you know, anyone see the movie Home Alone? You know, with Jesus, you're never alone. You're never by yourself. You know, and yeah, maybe you can't physically see him like the disciples. I mean, because sometimes what happens is, I know, I don't know how many times that I think to myself, how stupid are the disciples? How stupid are them? I mean, you know, they're right with Jesus. I mean, they got Jesus with them in person. I mean, you know, Jesus feeds 5,000 people, and the next thing you know, they're like, hey, Jesus, we're dying. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's crazy. They don't realize who's with them. But then again, you know, when you think about how stupid the disciples, then I think about how stupid we are. Because, you know, the disciples didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a book. They didn't have, you know, you understand that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were being written while the disciples were living. You know, the Pauline epistles, they weren't all there. We have all these words that we have. I mean, you know, and that's what my grandfather always would tell me. Anytime I would go to him and ask a question, he would ask me, well, what does the word say? See, the problem is, he says, if you don't know the word, you can't act on the word. You can't be a doer of something that you don't know what is. So the biggest thing we need to do is understand the word and understand the authority that we have. Understand, you know what? Storms are coming. Storms are going to come. Just like, you know, we all realize, I guess, you know, I don't know when I've learned this, but there's a saying that says that April showers bring May flowers. So do you realize, and I know we don't like thunder and lightning and things like that, but that water is important, you know, in order for the crops to grow and different things and whatever, because you know what? You probably like eating. I mean, you probably want, you know, those crops to grow. So at some point in time, you can actually get the food. Hopefully, if there's not, you know, some kind of, because, you know, according to the natural man, there's going to be a food shortage somehow, some way. I don't know. But anyway, but, you know, the thing about it is, we need the rain. Now, I understand you say, but yeah, but we don't need 6 inches in one day. I mean, you know, out in front of my house, not literally in front of my house, in the main street on 121st Street, there was flooding today. You know, when there wasn't supposed to be flooding, but there was. You know, so obviously we didn't need that much rain at the same time. But you know what? There's going to be times that you have some storms in your life. But what I'm going to tell you, it's going to be okay because Jesus is always in your boat. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. If you're having anxiety about it, just say, God, you know, this is what I need. And have the same kind of peace that Jesus had in the back of the boat. Even in the middle of your storm. See, most people think, well, once my need gets met, that's when I have peace. No, the Bible says you have peace once you ask him. As soon as you ask him, that's when you have peace. You say, well, how do you do that? Well, it's the peace that passes all understanding. You know, it's hard to understand. I can't describe it to you. You just have peace. Well, how do I have peace? Because I know my God. I know Jesus. I know who's in my boat, and I'm going to make it. I'm going to get through any kind of storm that I'm ever going to face. And I'm going to tell you, you will face storms. You will face storms that you might not think that there's any way out. But if you'll just hold on, if you'll just believe, if you'll just trust in him, you will make it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you. And we thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in our life. But Father God, we just thank you that help each and every one of us that whenever we're facing our storms in life, to understand that Jesus Christ is with us. Jesus Christ is helping us through those storms, through those situations, and we're going to make it. We're going to get to the other side. We're going to make it through. Father, we just thank you for each and every person that's here, each and every person that's watching online, and we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. You know, the way we do things on Wednesday night, we have some ladies over here, some gentlemen over there. And if you need prayer for anything, whether it's salvation, healing, or whatever it might be, if you're a lady, go see the ladies. If you're a gentleman, go see the gentleman. And I always joked, if you don't know what you are, we have ushers that will help you, point you to the right direction. Amen. Let's all stand up. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we are glad to have you tonight. And if you'll just go with the Connection Team, they want to take you. We have a special gift for you that we want to give you. It just takes a few minutes. Amen. We want to thank you for coming to Rhema. If you're from this area, we would like this to be your church home. Amen. Have something you want to sing or anything? All right. Sing something.
And peace be. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love, oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Amen. You know, we need to be singing that those kind of things in the middle of our storm. Amen. Peace in the middle of our storms. Amen. God bless you guys. Take care. Have a great day. We'll see you back on Sunday. Sunday's Mother's Day, so awesome time. You know, we'll see you on Sunday.